Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hello, and welcome to episode 25 of the Real Estate Sales Show. This is Danny Morrell. I am your host. If you joined us in episode number 24, you got a phenomenal look at one of the best realtors in the country. We had an opportunity to interview Mr. Jeff Quinton from Ocean City, New Jersey, who sells over 200 homes a year and has been doing that consistently now for the last 10 plus years. Talk about a great interview. If you haven't had an opportunity to do that, I would highly recommend that you do that now. For those of you that are listening on iTunes or on Libsyn, or on whatever you're listening to, I would probably recommend that for these next series of podcasts, I would recommend that you also take a look at us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Danny Morrell. And the reason why I recommend you do that is because I'm actually going to have a keynote presentation going on while I go through the topic for the next couple of weeks, and that is the mid-year review. Listen, guys, the reality is that we are business people. And being that we're business people, we need to do things that business people do. And one of those is track our numbers. And unfortunately, here in our industry, I have never, other than what we're doing here in Southern California, I have never met a brokerage that does a mid-year review. And a mid-year review is so important because, quite frankly, if you don't catch yourself and mid-year and make adjustments that you need to make, you know, the reality is by the time the year ends, it's already too late for you. And I'm going to tell you, sitting here at my desk, this year alone, we've brought on close to 190 people to our company here. We're averaging right at one person a day that joins us. And it never fails me to see how many people sit here at their desk or at my desk and tell me that they've been in the business for 10 years, they've been stuck doing 20 to 24 deals a year, and they don't know how to get unstuck. And then when I ask them, well, show me your business plan, guys, and I am not lying, I think maybe one out of 100 will have a business plan or have any idea of how to track their numbers. And that's what I want to talk about first today is the concept of winging it and why we wing it here in our industry. The fact of the matter is that we wing it because our industry is different than most. Our industry is one where pretty quickly you can make a substantial amount of income and, quite frankly, profit from one transaction. And I'll give you this example just to kind of get things going, and then we'll get into the actual review. Okay. Let's say you were the president of Pepsi-Cola, right? Or let me give you a real life example here. Okay. Let's say you made wallets, right? You were in the wallet business. This is a Coach wallet if you're looking at me on YouTube. Nothing fancy, just holds my money, my ATM cards, all of this stuff, right? And a wallet like this costs, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I pay for this thing, to be honest with you. Let's just say $100, probably more than that. But let's just say $100. And it costs to make something like $40 or $30, right? And so the wallet maker of this wallet pockets, right? $70, right? If the wallet costs $30 to make. All right, great. Well, here's the problem in that. $70 isn't going to feed your family. $70 isn't going to make you wealthy. $70 is not going to do anything for you. So then you have to devise a plan. You have to devise a method. You have to get a marketing plan together. You have to do all of these things to move enough of these wallets so that it makes sense for you to be in the wallet business. Does that make sense, guys? And so what happens is that, you know, the wallet company approaches everything much differently. They're a lot more focused. They're a lot more serious. They're a lot more detailed. Why? because they got to sell a bunch of these things. They got to try to lower the cost of production. They've got to analyze every number and every ratio possible so that they make sure that they sell enough of these little things to make 70 bucks into 700,000 or 7 million bucks. Because if they don't sell enough of them, then why be in business to just sell one thing, $70, right? And that's the same thing when you're looking at anything. I don't know why, but Patron just popped in my head, probably because I just saw a show with the CEO, John Paul Mitchell. But anything, frames, Pepsi, you know, iPhones, mouses, TVs, whatever the case may be, there's just not a lot in them, right? Well, herein lies the real estate professional and the biggest problem that the real estate professional has. Is that, quite frankly, you sell one home, and for the most part, for most people that are getting into real estate, you sell that one home and you end up pocketing $6,000, $7,000, $9,000, $12,000, $20,000 in one shot. One shot only. And that creates two problems. Number one, half of the time you can make a sale like that by just getting in the way, right? Because all you have to do is find someone that wants to buy, find someone that wants to sell, and you just get in the way. And some of you have experienced this. And yet some of you have built a career out of this, a career out of just getting in the way. There has been no sales skills taught. There has been no sales skills learned. Because quite frankly, you don't need it. You can just get by and earn $100,000 to $200,000 a year in this industry by just winging it. Well, the other thing that you don't have to do is you don't have to ever take a look at and review your numbers. You don't really have to analyze anything. I mean, I wish I could show you, but I keep track of everything. How many listings we've taken, how many sales we've opened, how many deals we've closed, how many people we have, how many people we meet with, how many people we speak to, what our ratios are, what our percentages are, everything. I'm kind of a freak about that because I run a business. And we all, hint, hint, run a business. And so that's why this type of activity is so important. And that's why for myself, I decided that there were two events that were non-negotiable in the running of our real estate brokerage. The first was a mid-year review, and the second is our end of the year business planning retreat, so that we can sit down, we can brainstorm, and we can have an opportunity to create a retreat and an event around planning your business for the next year. So that's what we're going to do today, guys, and that's what we're going to do for the next 3 weeks, is we're going to go over probably some information that no one has ever taught you before, and it's free. Just for you, our listeners, as a thank you to you for listening week in and week out, okay? So we're going to go ahead and get started. Now that you see the importance of this, let's go ahead and rock and roll. And step number one, if you're looking on the screen, is going to be to take a look at your initial goals. So your initial goals in 2016 for the following three categories were what? Number one, listings taken. Go ahead and write that down. What was your goal? Or what did your plan say at the beginning of the year that you were going to do in terms of listings taken? Second, number two, sales opened. What did your plan say you were going to accomplish in the area of opening sales, open transactions? And third, finally, deals closed. What did your plan say you were going to do in terms of deals closed for the year 2016? Now, here's where it gets a little scary. I know that as I'm saying this, some of you are scratching your head and you say, well, I kind of never really had a plan. So here is problem and solution number one. You should realistically have a business plan. And I'm sorry, that's an entirely different conversation. Maybe I'll have that one as a show at the end of the year. But here's a basic way to start, and you can start today planning what your next 6 months looks like. I'm going to teach you something, however, that I'm sure no one has ever covered with you before. How do you determine the way these numbers work and the way these numbers should be thought out. And I'm going to give you a little basic formula. So the first one, if you're looking on the screen, and if you're not, I'll do my best to just kind of walk you through it. The first one was listings taken, right? Second one, sales open. Third is deals closed. So the first and the third have a relationship, because the reality is, guys, is that, again, if you want to wing it, don't listen to anything I'm about to say. But if you ever truly want an amazing business that that will allow you to go out there and, you know, never have to work a weekend again, you're going to have to become a listing agent. It's just the fact of life. There's no way. And if you ever want to sell more than 50 homes a year, you're going to want to become a listing agent, unless you have a massive ego, which a lot of us do, and you want to go out there and hire three or four people and put them, quote, under you in your team and just give them buyer leads that you find on Zillow, which makes no sense whatsoever to me, but people do that. So your listings taken to deals closed ratio should be 1-to-1, all right? 1-to-1. And they should be that way, because the reality is that for every listing you take, you should average right about one closing is what this should be like. Sometimes it'll be 1-to-1.5 or 1-to-2, right? And that just means that you're doing a great, great job at leveraging your listings. It just means that you're doing a fantastic job at leveraging the listings that you take. You're probably open housing them. You're probably marketing to them. You're probably door knocking around them. You're probably doing things to cause that listing to get you buyers. And so there's nothing wrong with you having a ratio bigger than 1-to-1. If you have one less than 1-to-1, then you got problems. Then you know that you're taking listings, you're spinning your wheels, but not even those listings are selling. Okay. So how do you determine the second number? The second number, sales open, is pretty easy. Your deals closed should represent right about 80% of the second number, sales open. 80% or so of your deals should be closing. And some of you say, well, you know what? All of my deals close. Okay, that's great. You got to understand that you're going to open some deals in December and they're going to close in January. So if you look at this again, listings taken should be one number. It should be equal to deals closed. And then your sales open should be right about the equivalent of 80% of what the deals close number is. So let me give you this example. Let's say I want to close 8 deals in this year. Then I need to open 10 transactions and I need to take 8 listings. Very simple. 8 listings taken, 10 sales open, 8 deals closed. Okay? There you go. We can actually stop right there. And for some of you, that would have been a pretty decent lesson on how to do a little bit of a business plan. So that's your initial goals. Second, I want you to write down your actual numbers, your year to date. What is your actual year to date for right now? In the same three categories, listings taken, sales open, and deals closed. Go ahead and write that down. Funny little incident, if you're watching me, I'm live and the lights went off here in my office. And so, yeah, sometimes those things happen, right? So where are you year to date? How many listings have you actually taken? How many sales have you actually opened? How many deals have you actually closed? Okay. Those should be pretty simple for you. You should have some sort of mechanism to track them. I actually created a software that tracks that for everybody in our company. But you should have a method to track your business. Even if it's Excel spreadsheet, do it that way. And then finally, what's your current percent of completion? What's your current percent of completion? So if you look at the first conversation, it was, you know, what was your goal for listings taken, sales open, and deals closed? And the second point was, where are you year to date? And realistically, the reality is that then we have to figure out what is our percentage of completion. How much of the job or how much of the goal have we already completed so far this year, right? So if my goal was to take 10 listings, and I've actually taken 4 year to date, then I'm at 40%. So figure out that number really fast here, real quick. I'll give you a couple of moments to do so. And as you're doing that, I want to give you a little bit of a pointer, right? It is now, it's July 15th is when I'm recording this. The episode will probably go live July 17th or so. The reality is, guys, is that you should be at 40 to 50% of your goal by now. 50 to 60% of the goal is best, but you should be at 40 to 50% of your goal by now, okay? Why do I say that 50 to 60% is best? Because quite frankly, the reality is that for the most part, guys, November and December for some of us in the industry is a bit distracting. I'm not going to implant in your mind that November and December business slows down. That is the absolute worst thing that we in the industry buy into. Most of the top people in this industry have their best closing months in December because all of you guys stopped working in December and they just keep working. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget, I think there was one December I closed 22 transactions in that December. I'll never forget. It was insane. And it was just because I decided I was going to have a great December and I had somebody hold me accountable to it. I cut a check to them. I cut four checks for $1,000 and I had to send them my numbers and I had to send them my schedule every single day for the week. And if there wasn't something that I sent or wasn't something that I did that I was said I was supposed to do, they would cash my check for $1,000. I didn't want to lose $1,000. So guess what? I had a strong December, right? So as you're going into the second part of the year, I want you to start considering and start planning for you to go all the way through till December 31st. And if you deserve it, then you can take the last 2 weeks off or the last week off. But if you don't, guess what? You don't, and you stay here and you finish working. So you should be at 40 to 50% of your goal by now. If not, 50 to 60% is actually best because November and December, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, all of that stuff comes in. You got to take that into account, right? And so here's where I'm going to end this week's episode. If you're not on track, don't change the goal. Change your habits. I'm going to say that again. If you're not on track, don't change your goal, change your habits. Listen, guys, the frank reality is that unfortunately for us, being that we are not in the wallet business, right? Like the example that I used, and being that we are not selling a product, and being that we don't have an opportunity to move this product into several different markets and expand in that fashion, we've got to understand that the product is us. You and I, we're the product, right? And the reality is that that product is attached to one word that really jeopardizes our success in this business, and that is called emotions. Emotions, guys, because some days you feel like it and some days you don't. And I'm going to go ahead and venture to say that the reality is that if you're not on track to hit your goals so far, I'm going to venture to say that if you look back from January 1st to July 30th or whatever the date was, and if you're perfectly honest with yourself, don't lie here, be honest. If you're honest with yourself, you will realize that most of the reasons why you're not on track is because you got in the way. Because you didn't do the job, because you didn't show up, because you had doubt, because you had fear, because you had worry, because you were focused on the bills, because you were focused on what people thought, because you didn't want to let anybody down, because you were scared, because you get the picture? And that's the beauty of this business, guys, is that for me, one of the things that I truly believe is that this business has never been about money. It has never been about, it's never been about anything other than a journey. It's, this business to me is a vehicle. It's a vehicle to allow me to go on a journey of self-maturation, you know. And when I say that, I mean, my goal has always been to become the best version of myself that I can become. And when you look at this business in that light, and when you look at this business in that way, then what I'm telling you right here makes a lot more sense. If you're not on track, don't change the goal, change your habits. Because if you're not on track to hit your goal, it simply means, my friends, that you weren't the person that you need to be in the first half. You weren't. For some of you, that may not be the case. For some of you, you're just getting started and you're building momentum. But for the most part, if you're honest with yourself, you chickened out in some instances. You let the seller or the buyer control and take the lead when you were supposed to control and take the lead. And so I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a homework assignment, and I'll obviously be back next week, and I'm going to go overhead and analyze your numbers and kind of give you some ratios. It's going to be pretty fantastic. But I want you to write down in your own journal, in your own words, I want you to write down how you got in the way in the first half, right? And be honest with yourself, because the more honest you are with yourself, the more that you can detach that from yourself. Some of you have subconscious thoughts that are deep in there, and they've been in there since you were a little kid. You know, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too dark, I'm too light, my hair's too long, my hair's too short. I mean, whatever it is, right? That's perfectly okay, and I respect that, because we all have a story, and that story makes us who we are. But yet, at some point in time, guys, it's time for us to kind of get past that story, right? It's time for us to get past that circumstance. It's time for us to get past all the negativity and just believe in what's real. And that's that. There's a lot of abundance out there, and there's a lot of opportunity out there, and there's a lot of people that you can help out there, right? So how do you start on that journey? It's simple. It's first by admitting, right, that you're kind of jacked up, which is cool. We all are. Second is by writing it down and writing down the areas where you know what, I said I was going to wake up early and I didn't wake up early. There was that one time that I said I was going to show up at the office by 8 and I got there by 12. You know, there was that day that I said I was going to follow a schedule and I didn't follow a schedule. There was that day that I don't have to tell you, you know. And if you can do that, guys, then I think that we'll be prepared to really dive deep into our numbers in next week's episode. And I think that you're going to have an amazing breakthrough. As always, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the show. I don't have to tell you how valuable the content is on the show. You can go to do that in three ways. You can go to realestatesalesshow.com and subscribe there. You can go to iTunes and just look up Danny Morrell or The Real Estate Show and Sales Show, and you can subscribe there. Or for you Android users or Samsung users or whatever it is. I don't even know what that stuff is, but for you other than Apple users, you can go to Libsyn. It's an app, and you can subscribe there and listen to it there. Okay. That's a wrap, guys. Episode number 24. One more thing. Let's hook up on Instagram, Danny Morrell, DannyMorell. And I do a lot of like off the cuff live training on Facebook, facebook.com/danny.morell.page. Other than that, you have your homework assignment. Get real with yourself. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.